We walk on it. We ride our bikes and drive our cars on it. Many Australians like to play cricket. Others, they like to do burnout work. But one man in the US, he just likes to collect it. Scott Gordon has one of the world's biggest collections of asphalt. Yes, that's right. He has a fascinating collection of bits of road.
Well, the museum started out just as a joke. Especially if you're in the country, you see sometimes little signs that say Farm Implements Museum or Barbed Wire Museum. And my girlfriend and I were joking, you could have a museum of anything. And so we said, well, what museum could we have? So we thought, well, we're driving a lot, we're on these roads, we'll make an asphalt museum. And so what we did is every freeway that we went on, we would stop at a restaurant, pull out a little bit of the road, and after one of our long ventures, we ended up with a box with 12 pieces of asphalt in it. But that was the extent to which it went. But then when I moved to California, I took it with me. So I wanted to learn how to make web pages. Well, I'll just practice by making a web page for my asphalt museum. And much to my surprise, within a couple of weeks, I started getting emails from people, and it grew from there.
When you're collecting bits of road, how do you actually do it?
I had a screwdriver, and we would pull off the road, and then we'd walk along until we found a spot where it looked like we could get the screwdriver underneath the asphalt and rip up a chunk.
Do people watching on think this is a bit strange?
Sure. We'd look around to see if there was anyone with a uniform or who looked official who might arrest us for stealing public property or something.
So what's your favorite bit of road that you've got in the museum?
Well, my favorite is Route 66. You know the song Route 66?
Yep.
There's a few pieces of the original old Route 66 left, and we made it a point to drive down that. And so I took a piece of that.
What other bits of road have you got from around, say, America?
Oh, they're just random. People send us stuff. We have several from California, from Missouri, and then some from back east. I did take a tour in Concord at the Battle Road from the original Revolutionary War, and I don't know if I was supposed to, but I took a little piece of that. And the same thing when I was in Italy. I was on the Appia Antica, which is the old Appian Way. And I made it a point to get a piece of that for the museum. And then there's sort of odd bits, like I have a cobblestone from San Francisco, actually a pre-1906 earthquake cobblestone from the top of a hill. I was visited also once by an asphalt contractor. He's the one who gave me the asphalt recipe.
Today we're going to make asphalt. And to make asphalt you need four ingredients. You need fines, and fines are like little pieces of rock or bits of old car tires, that kind of stuff. You need your aggregate, which is bigger pieces of rocks. You need some oil, preferably AR4 kind of oil. A big thing to heat it in, like a big saucepan or a pot or something. You mix all the ingredients together, heat your oven up to about 360 degrees Fahrenheit, spread it all out like you're making brownies or biscuits or something like that. Let it harden, and this is one that I prepared earlier, so it's already hardened. And that's it, asphalt.
You do have asphalt there from around the world, don't you? Including Australia.
That's true, I do. In fact, that is one of the most detailed portions of the webpage. Not only do I have the asphalt and pictures of it on the webpage, but I actually have a map for exactly where that bit of asphalt was from. Yeah, Darlington in Western Australia, on Mills Road, outside Perth, about 20 miles outside of Perth.
So would you like other bits of bitumen from around the world? Because, you know, I could probably try and dig up part of my street if you'd like.
Is it in Darlington?
No, it's in Sydney.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Yes, definitely.